Okay, so yeah, what's the difference between Kingdom of Heaven and Paradise, and you know the different other references to heaven in Scripture? I think kingdom is a very broad term that relates to God's whole plan from the beginning. I developed this in detail in the Big Heaven book, but if you go to the Book of Daniel and other places, you see that God's plan is still to do what his plan was in the beginning, which was to have men and women rule the earth to the glory of God. So God had a kingdom in mind from the very beginning, even before sin and, you know, the fall, curse, you know, all that came into the world. And God never changed his kingdom plan. It was always that righteous men and women would rule the earth to the glory of God. He gave dominion to the first man and woman. He still has that plan. And so getting to the other part of the question about heaven and about paradise, what a lot of people have come to think of heaven as being is some other world, some other realm, and not an earthly one. Whereas in Scripture, Jesus came into the world not ultimately so that he would snatch our spirits away so that we would live in a disembodied state for eternity in an angelic realm, but he sent his Son into the world to redeem the world and to redeem our bodies and to make us physical people in the resurrection for all eternity. And if you have a physical body, you need a physical place to live, which is what the Bible calls the new earth. So God will ultimately bring heaven down to the new earth. And that term paradise that you mentioned is mentioned several times when Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." But then Paul refers in 2 Corinthians 12 to the third heaven, which is paradise. And by third heaven, he means there's the atmospheric heaven that would be the first heaven. Then there's the what we would call outer space, the celestial heaven, second heaven. And then the third heaven is heaven, the dwelling place of God. But what Revelation 21 promises is that God is going to come down from the present heaven, which is where Christians go to when we die. Paul says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. It's better by far to depart and be, you know, with Jesus to heaven. But then God promises he will come down from heaven. He will bring the new Jerusalem down from heaven and bring it down onto the new earth, and there will the throne of God be. Now, this is the kingdom of God. This is heaven, and it's also heaven specifically located on earth, the new earth, where righteous people will forever rule the world to the glory of God because he's the King of Kings, meaning there are lowercase kings under him, kings and queens who will rule the earth, have dominion over the earth to God's glory. The last two chapters of the book of Revelation are a mirror image of the first two chapters of the Bible. And it's stunning. You look in Genesis 1 and 2, and then you look in Revelation 21 and 22, and even the tree of life comes back again, and you got fruit growing from it, and it grows on both sides of this great river. A place of natural wonders, very physical. We will eat and drink. Jesus said, "Come from the east and the west, sit down with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob." We will live forever on this earth that is redeemed, changed. You say, "Well, wait a minute, it's going to be destroyed." Right. Yeah, these bodies are going to be destroyed too, unless we're alive when the Lord returns. And bodies throughout history have been destroyed. But those actual bodies will be reassembled in the resurrection. And this is the promise of God. So in the heaven book and other heaven books, I think we got Promise of Heaven, we got the kids' book, Heaven for Kids, and we got Tell Me About Heaven, number of heaven-related books here and some others as well. But the theme of those books is that the promise of God is not that we will float around like Casper the Friendly Ghost for eternity. The promise of the resurrection, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, this is critical. The dead are not raised. We are of all men most to be pitied. It's core to the Christian faith, the doctrine of the resurrection. And so really, the heaven book is really about the kingdom of God It's about heaven, the dwelling place of God, and it's about heaven on earth, which will be our experience for all eternity.